Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today after a Phillies 19-4 win. And this is very appropriate song choice from Kyle here. Everything's going to be all right.
Had a meltdown yesterday.
What? Who had a meltdown?
He's the same cat that had the meltdown yesterday.
Kyle?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But the great motivator. If the Phillies win the World Series,
is that what that's going to
act like I'm the only one that had a meltdown yesterday?
I didn't have a meltdown.
Well, you were the only one who demanded the team to get a standing boo.
I'm always even keel.
Yeah, that bothers
me. I am the voice of reason in this space,
and it's very annoying.
In this space, but you were the only one who demanded them to get booed, Kyle.
Yeah.
So I think that your meltdown.
We saw what happened.
Your meltdown supersedes everybody else's.
I had to balance the scale.
Restore
here.
Balance.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's what Kyle's known for, of course.
Restoring balance.
Restoring balance.
That's what he definitely. Definitely. I agree with that.
But it was a great night. I mean, Kyle Schwarber hits four home runs. Truly incredible stuff. And want to know if we overreacted to the Mets series. And I don't want to say that it wasn't frustrating. Of course it was. I mean, it was a terrible series. But I do think we went a little overboard. I think we overreacted a little bit. And yeah, the Mets have the Phillies number right now, but the Mets can't beat anybody else. And the lead back up to five. And I'll say this right now. Like, I think the Phillies are going to have at least a 6-game lead when the Mets come in here next week.
Yeah. And they're going to probably chip away at that. I'm trying to be positive, but next week is going to be the telltale sign about where this team is, especially going into the playoffs and trying to exercise your demons. I think you, in that 4-game series, you got to at least get 3 of them. You have to.
I mean, does it just not annoy you that – so if you took away every game the Phillies played against the Mets this season, we're 10 games better than them.
Yeah.
But instead, it's just a 5-game lead.
No, it absolutely annoys. Like, of course it's annoying.
It doesn't sound like it annoys you.
No, it does annoy me. Kyle, it does annoy me. Trust me. I hate the Mets. They're probably my least favorite team in all of sports. I can't stand them. But I can't just say, oh, we can't beat the Mets. We stink. The Phillies are better than everybody else, are better than the Mets against everybody else by a significant margin.
We got Braves fan Douglas over there. And we have Mets fan Tom Kelly.
I'm not a Braves fan.
Kyle. That is not funny. That is not
remember
funny.
Remember when he got mad at me for having perspective the other day?
I guess.
Yeah, you're annoying me just as much.
Fair. Yeah. Fair.
I don't like this DK.
I will.
Where's the fire?
Yeah, I asked for this. I asked for Kyle to throw away perspective, and what do we get?
I thought you'd be on my side. Standing with the booing thing, Kyle. By the way, instead of admonishing
me. I think some people probably went in there and thought about it, especially the way the game started yesterday, and then it turned.
Yeah, well, there were some boos when Nola gave up 3 in the first inning.
That's what I'm saying. It started.
Nola doing the typical Nola thing
like,
last
here
night.
Here they go. Here we go.
Yeah.
That was rough. Man.
Yeah, we'll get to that later on, too. Nola. Oh, terrible. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody going? And Hugh, look, I have a late shout out to your birthday.
Well, thank you,
you know,
sir.
My furry brother.
Hold on. First of all, it's way too late for birthday shout outs.
Like, it's still August.
It's been days. It's
like, oh yeah, happy birthday, Hugh.
Stop.
Hey, some people, you know, they party all month. I know what Islanders do. You know, so it's all good.
Yeah, they do. Some people do.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. But, oh, gosh. Man, look, you know what? Let me tell you something. Hugh, I'm with you on this, but I'm just going to add a little mustard on top of this thing. I'm going to tell you, I was happy for Kyle Schwarber last night for what he did. It was awesome to see. And for some odd reason, I decided to look at the game because I haven't just been looking at the games because of this foolishness, right? But, you know, after everything was over and all the feel-good stuff, I got annoyed by it. I got annoyed by it because I was like, where was that during the freaking Met series when you pulled an offer on us and the rest of this team. I'm just going to tell you right now, I will not rest easy. And I'm going to tell you, 3-1 is not good enough. The only way I can feel better is that they sweep, because you know what? 3-1 in a series in the playoffs, in a 7-game series, you go 3-1 after losing in Met Stadium, you're going home.
Come on, Bruce. If the Phillies win 3 of 4 against the Mets next week, that's a successful series. Stop. That's ridiculous.
No. It's a successful series, but it's not success against the Mets on what they have done historically, because this team is soft like a baby's ass when it comes to the Mets. And that last game was horrible. They against a rookie pitcher. What the hell was that on about? They packed up and they went home. They need to grab themselves, you know, between their legs and get some cojones about playing a Mets.
Well, Bruce, I get it, but there's nothing we can do about the Mets series now. Like, the only thing they can do is bounce back and play better against the teams they're playing against, and they scored 19 runs last night.
But you know what? That's a snap. The Phillies have done this crap over and over to us. They've beaten good teams. They had multiple scores, and then they lose the teams that they have no business losing to. I mean, and especially the Mets, and the sorry thing. Look, it's just like, let me give you a snapshot, right? Okay, they started off wonderful in those first two games, but the moment something goes wrong, they're like the Keystone Cops. Running around, whoop, 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 and nobody knows what to do, and everybody panics, and then they fold like a deck of cards, and it's just so sickening. I mean, I want to see them play like men against the Mets, and until they show me that, you know what, this is just another walk in the park.
But Bruce, should we not pay attention to all the other games they're not playing against the Mets? Like, what? There's nothing. All I'm saying is, it was a bad series. There's nothing they can do about that now. Except beat the teams that they're playing now.
No, I'm not arguing. I'm with you on that, because they've done outstanding against all of the best teams, and that's what makes it even worse, is that you beat up on the Yankees, the Dodgers, you come out with winning records. I've been tracking all of that. But the moment you get in here against a trash pitching staff against the Mets, they should have destroyed them. They should have rolled them, but they didn't.
Well,
it's just something about it that is they're in their head psychologically. The Mets have got something on them, and it's just so frustrating.
I got you, Bruce. What do you have for Friday?
Friday, Friday. Oh, well, now this is the barbecue thing, right?
Yeah. Do you bring into a barbecue?
Oh man, hey, look, I got my thing that I bring all the time. I make a special drink. It's a tequila and lemonade slushy.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Pretty good.
Appreciate it, Bruce. Man, we need to bring
tequila.
I don't really like
mixing my tequila though. I just like my tequila straight.
Well, I need a mixer.
I don't mind tequila straight. I don't think it's like that bad.
No, I like it straight too.
Tequila is one of my favorite kind of liquors to drink. Like vodka, don't really like to do.
See, I like vodka.
No,
you know,
I like Stateside vodka. They got some really good vodka.
Okay.
Shout out to Stateside.
That's fair.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really smooth.
Yeah, so a nice mixed drink. That's a good thing to
bring
to a
barbecue. I think vodka is the drink of choice for most people that like to drink. Like
straight, though?
I think some people, because if I'm not mistaken, you can hide, but like people that drink, they hide the vodka
water bottles. Put it in a mixer in like a flask or something.
Yeah, they put it in water bottles. Yeah.
The one I can't do is whiskey, man. I can't do whiskey.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
I know.
Whiskey's the
best. I'm a wuss.
Whiskey puts hair on your chest.
An Irishman that doesn't drink whiskey.
I would, I like whiskey.
Yeah, I'm mostly a beer guy myself.
Yeah, me too.
But why though?
Why am I a beer guy?
Like, because it's like, how many beer? Okay, seriously, Kyle. How many beers does it take for you to get right?
Well,
don't answer that
question. Depends on how much food's in my stomach.
yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, I don't know, but like, I guess for me, it's I could do a few shots and be pretty drunk, or like, I think I like the act of drinking something like constantly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting.
And for me, I'm washed up. I can't deal with the hangovers anymore. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, dude,
I can't do it anymore.
I don't really
man.
Do the hangovers.
Yeah,
what do you mean you don't do hangovers? I don't think it's up to you.
I don't get hangovers.
Oh,
I don't get those.
I envy you.
Yeah, I don't get
I definitely do.
Yeah, you're going to have to share your secrets.
Thanks. Yeah, 215-592-9494. Keep the phone calls going on the Phillies and Friday, but we do have to get to one of the biggest NFL trades in a long time yesterday, how it impacts the Eagles. That's coming up. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio, alongside Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.